Today, we welcome Climate Smart Glacier Country Board member Katie Wallace. Good morning, Katie.
Good morning, John and Robin.
Hi, Katie.
Good to have you with us today because I need a challenge in my life. I don't have enough right now. So maybe you can give me another one.
I'd be happy to.
Okay.
Well,
first of all, let me ask you, you're also a marketing account manager with the Energy Trust of Oregon. Are you here or there?
Well, I work remotely.
I
live in Whitefish and help this nonprofit in Portland, Oregon on energy efficiency and renewable energy projects.
Okay.
Cool.
Well,
all right.
Well, we're ready to learn what our challenge is now.
Okay. Well, I'm here to talk about the October Eco Challenge.
Okay.
And it is a fun and engaging way to connect people across the world and challenge them to reduce their environmental impact by picking a few small actions in their daily lives across a ton of different categories, you know, across water or waste and recycling, energy, transportation, food, and set a goal that maybe pushes your comfort zone a little bit to make a positive difference for you and the planet.
You know, when you talk about the environment, when you talk about all of this, it's almost overwhelming when we see what's happening. The wildfires burning out of control, the hurricanes mm-hmm. seeming to just dump more and more water and being more vicious, these vicious weather cycles we're seeing, climate change, it just seems mm-hmm. overwhelming, Katie.
I hear you. It does. And I think that's why the Eco Challenge is one small and manageable thing that we can all do as individuals to build some collective action and empower people to identify areas of their life where they can make a difference. Because even though it feels like we all do something small, when you build it up on a community level, we can preserve the things that we love and the places we hold dear.
Is there some blueprint? Because obviously this is a global problem.
Well, no, I thought Katie put mm-hmm. this together.
Oh, yeah. But yeah, I was just thinking, though, that there's a lot of different pieces to it internationally. Is there a hierarchy, things to do? Is this a part of that?
Well, it's certainly one area, and I can't take credit for the entire challenge itself. It was actually created by the Northwest Earth Institute in 2009. So the challenge has been running since then and grown every year to become an international challenge for people to engage online.
What is it exactly?
So it's certainly a behavior change challenge where you say, I want to use fewer single-use plastics, or I want to have more meatless meals in my life, or maybe I want to drive less. Things that feel meaningful and manageable, and pick a couple small actions and maybe one large action across the couple of weeks of the challenge, like I'm going to plant a garden or I'm going to volunteer somewhere. And then you challenge yourself to log in to this website and track your progress, say how you're doing, connect with your neighbors and your community and talk with each other about what is surprising and fun about making new habits and what's hard and where people need support. It just provides a platform to talk about all those issues.
So you can actually see what you're doing and see what difference that makes, because it's that overwhelming part of it that most of us, I think, mm-hmm. are buffaloed by.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah. It's got a great dashboard of sorts that can help quantify both what you do as an individual and the collective impact to say across the, across your community, or maybe if you joined a team, you saved 17,000 meatless meals, or you wrote this many letters to your senators asking for climate action. It's they quantify it and show you how you're all working together to make a difference.
Okay, now you've mentioned meatless meals a couple of times. Here's a piece of good news. This may be doable, John, because some guy has invented bacon flavoring that you can put on vegetables and everything, and it makes them taste like bacon, and it's zero calories, zero fat. I don't know. I'm tempted to try it. Kale with bacon flavoring on it. That's the answer.
There you go.
Now, one of the things that Judy and I decided we wanted to do is to compost for our garden. We really wanted to do some composting, and we figured no big deal. Well, it turned out to be a big deal for a number of reasons. Mm-hmm. First of all, every little kitchen scrap, it's just so easy to mm-hmm. toss it. It's just so easy to send it down the disposal and to retrain ourselves to put it in a little, we've got a little, kind of a package that we put everything in, and then we take it down to the composter. Mm-hmm. But, you know, sometimes we say, well, you know, not this time. But then we stop and say, wait a minute, we need to do this. You just have to stay with it. It's really easy to just sort of backslide into just sending it down the garbage disposal.
Absolutely, yeah. And that's why the Eco Challenge runs for 3 weeks, because you're right, it's hard to stick with something, and it's when it's something different out of your routine. And 3 weeks is kind of a golden number in social science to make or break habits. A lot of research has found that when people are trying to change your behavior, that 21 days is the point where something starts to become more automatic. Okay. You don't have to work so hard to make your brain do it.
Now, you mentioned, that you can see how you're doing. Is there a website element to this where you're logging in and showing your progress? And then as a community, or as all of the people that are involved in this, you can kind of measure the progress that's been made. Is that the way it works?
Yeah. It is exactly the way that works. Yeah, you can go to ecochallenge.org, and it's a totally free platform. So you can make an account and sign up either to participate in the challenge as an individual, or you can join a team. We're inviting people to join our team, the Climate Smart Glacier Country team, or create their own team, maybe with their family or friends or workplace, and then engage in a little friendly competition.
She's a board member of Climate Smart Glacier Country. Katie Wallace is our guest, and so let's localize this whole thing, Katie, and let's talk about Climate Smart Glacier Country and why you're participating.
Yeah, we are participating for the first time in Eco Challenge, and of course, one of the big reasons that we had a number of events planned and in-person community engagements, like another recycling symposium, but with COVID, a lot of that had to be put on hold. And so the Eco Challenge is a fun and yet very safe way to engage digitally and still empower people to take note of their actions and what they can do to address climate change here in our region.
Now, recycling is one of those challenges we have here in Northwest Montana. We know we should do it. We wish we could. It has become, frankly, too expensive for us to do. Mm-hmm. Maybe it isn't. Maybe it's just a necessary expense. How do you guys feel about that?
Yeah, recycling is a big challenge, and certainly a lot of policies in the last few years have changed that have made it harder for the country as a whole, but also for people here in Montana to participate. And it does take a lot of personal accountability to say, I'm gonna haul my recycling to the depot, or for something like glass, There's only one spot here in the Flathead that you can take it. Otherwise, it just goes into the landfill. So we don't have a lot of support to do this collectively. We have to kind of push each other and keep participating. And that is one of the challenge areas of Eco Challenge. If you want to focus more on your recycling, that's a category that you can choose and say you're going to help divert, a number of pounds of waste from the landfill, or that you'll take your recycling however many days per week and make sure that it doesn't end up in the trash.
This is part of the psyche on the whole thing, is you say, well, you know what, if the government won't help us recycle, or if they won't help us recycle, I'm not going to do it either. It kind of relieves me of the responsibility of being eco-friendly.
Yeah, I know. That's a disappointing challenge, one that Climate Smart hopes to help address through things like the Whitefish Climate Action Plan that our group helped work on, and pushing our local leaders and municipalities to fight for more sustainable policies here in the greater Flathead area.
Well, why do we think this is so valuable now, this Eco Challenge, to all of us here in the community?
I think it's a great time of year is the first reason. This kind of shoulder season where the weather's starting to turn, there's not as much fun stuff to do outside, and our tourism is subsiding a little bit to just get back to, how do we live here in Northwest Montana, and say, okay, let's take a look. What are we doing? How much waste are we producing? How are we getting around? Are we spending too much on energy? And think through, how can we preserve our community and work with each other to make sure that we're being as conscientious as we can and reducing waste so that we can still stay in this beautiful place that we call home.
Is there anything we can do to make this fun, Katie?
I think engaging in the competition is probably the most fun. If you want to join a team and maybe challenge your neighborhood or challenge a workplace. The Eco Challenge does have a point system that is involved in the platform. So when you log in and you maybe mark your daily actions, or you say, I completed this one-time task, you get a point accrued for that, and you can kind of challenge each other to say, well, we think we're going to beat you. And and it helps people engage and log in every day of the challenge and keep track of what they're doing.
Well, the big question is, I hope that we have motivated you to be a part of the October Eco Challenge.
Nice conversation this morning with Climate Smart Glacier Country board member Katie Wallace, the first year of their participation in the October Eco Challenge. Here we are almost at the halfway point. Not too late to get involved, is it?
No, not at all. The challenge runs through October 28th.
Okay, so we've got 15 days. So make your move now. Now, how can folks participate, Katie?
Just go to ecochallenge.org, and you'll be prompted to create an account using whatever email you prefer. And of course, they do not share that information. So you'll create an account, and you can either join a team or create a new team. So again, people can join us on our Climate Smart Glacier Country team, or sign up as individuals and just focus on the few actions that they want to contribute.
Okay. Now, is there any charge to sign up?
No, it is completely free. There is no cost to anybody who wants to participate in the Eco Challenge.
Okay, so now here's the thing. Based on what you said, this is a chance to test yourself and create a new pattern in your life. You said it takes about 3 weeks to create new patterns. So what is the advantage of starting small like this?
It definitely, like we talked about earlier in the segment, it can feel overwhelming when we look at what's going on in the world. These, you know, massive storms and energy shortages and flooding, and it feels like too much. But if you say, okay, what's the one thing that I have control over? You have control over your consumption and the choices in your daily life about how you want to be. And you can choose to be more sustainable in small ways that help empower you to take on bigger things over time.
Okay.
So by starting small and saying, I'm going to drive less, you can start to live a more sustainable and climate-conscious life.
Hmm. Yeah, I am driving less, but it has something to do with COVID-19, I think. Okay, we start small. You go online to ecochallenge.org. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
that's
and sign
right,
up.
Ecochallenge.org.
And then each day you can log into your account and log your progress. Is that the way it works?
Yeah, that's the way it works. Ideally, they want people to connect to the platform, to keep coming back, sign up, say, yes, I completed my challenge, or say, I didn't do it today, and here's why. Because sometimes, as we know, life gets in the way.
Okay. And you have the opportunity to sign up as an individual or as a team, put a team together, correct?
Yes. Yeah, you can create a team with friends or family. If you want to do it in your workplace or your place of base, there's tons of options to get involved.
Okay. Once again, where to find more information? Who should they contact?
Ecochallenge.org is the place to sign up. And if people have any issues with creating an account or joining a team, there's a great support team at EcoChallenge, and you can email them at support@ecochallenge.org.
Okay. Katie Wallace with Climate Smart Glacier Country. Yeah. Too many words, you know. I've got limited capabilities this time of the morning. Thank you very much, Katie.
Thank you for having me on the show.
Okay.
Take care now.